He looked at Anna and blinked as if thinking of something to say.
Frau Klein, maybe I didn't make myself clear yesterday. What I said was that your daughter was not to come back here. I thought we had come to an understanding, or was I mistaken?
Yes, of course, Captain. You made yourself very clear.
Anna tried a smile.
I found a place for her to go on Monday. It was just too short a notice for today.
She closed her mouth before more lies could escape. Cooper looked at her skeptically. Anna tried to change the subject.
Amalia is very happy to have her book. That was a most generous gesture. A book is a very great treat for all of us.
All of us? Cooper asked, leaning forward. Who is all of us? Anna shifted her weight.
The three of us. We live with an old family friend who took us in May. She is at St. Joseph's. Her lungs are bad, so that's why she can't watch Amalia. We came here from Thuringia, Amalia and I.
Thuringia? That's east of here, right? Weimar is in Thuringia, am I right? Anna nodded. You're widowed?
No, my husband stayed behind. He is a doctor, so he was needed. He plans to join us as soon as he can.
She smiled, as if to reassure him. A doctor, was he at the front? Anna shook her head.
No, he was unable to serve. That's what the army, said. He was in charge of the hospital in our district. That's what he's doing now.
So was he in the party, your husband? Most doctors were in the Nazi party, as I understand it, Cooper said. Anna straightened.
No, he wasn't. Not officially.